come to address the Assembly.
Mahmoud Abbas's entire life has led up to this moment, when he could stand before the United Nations and call for it to recognise Palestine as a state.
63 years of suffering, of an ongoing tragedy, al-Nakba. Enough, enough, enough.
Earlier, Abbas defied the will of America by submitting the application for Palestinian statehood. Echoing previous gestures on this podium, he waved a copy to a standing ovation. His speech was a passionate, defiant plea for nationhood.
I have come here today carrying a message from a courageous and proud people. Palestine is being reborn. This is my message. May all the people of the world stand with the people of Palestine as it marches steadfastly to its appointment with history, with freedom, with independence right now. And I hope that we shall not wait for long.
The speech roused the UN General Assembly to its feet, except for Israel and America, whose diplomats sat unmoved. Both countries say Palestine can only be born through negotiations. A little later, Israel's Prime Minister rammed that point home.
The truth is that we cannot achieve peace through UN resolutions, but only through direct negotiations between the parties. The truth is that so far the Palestinians have refused to negotiate. The truth is that Israel wants peace with a Palestinian state, but the Palestinians want a state without peace. And the truth is, you shouldn't let that happen.
Palestinians celebrated on the West Bank, but in reality, events in New York won't deliver them a state, not least because America says it will veto the move. There were also protests and clashes with Israelis. The fear now that disappointment and frustration will mean more violence on a far larger scale.